Let's get ready to ramble.
Episode 2 is a go. This is our second episode of the podcast. Let's get ready to ramble.
Let's get ready to ramble.
You know I have the intro saved, right?
Fuck you.
Just saying.
Why are you leaning into the mic?
Because fuck you, that's why.
I mean, we can hear you. You're not exactly a quiet person.
Neither are you, so fuck off.
I'm not leaning into the mic.
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't.
So, first podcast went out. Sounded good.
Yeah.
We had some people that liked it. Had some people that didn't.
How do you know the people who didn't like it?
She used to on me. She lives over there.
Did she not like it?
No.
Got hate words?
No, she didn't like it.
Did she just... We don't know who we're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she didn't like it.
Why not?
She's just a cut, that's why.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on the table for today, Matt? Mr. Davidson.
The fact that nowadays generation...
So I bought a bookshelf on Gumtree recently.
I hate you. So I bought a... We both fell in love with this comedian who's a ventriloquist, but we don't know who the actual ventriloquist person is.
Randy Feltface is the guy's name, and he's fucking hilarious. Google it, or YouTube.
I found a bookshelf on Gumtree the other day. Gumtree is essentially the Australian version of Let Go.
Yeah, he's hilarious, so we might be making references, because we've just been watching him. Matt, shut the fuck up.
I don't think I put up the sign today. I don't think so. Well,
yeah, whatever. He's here. Someone comes in, you'll get a treat.
No, well, yeah. We started a Patreon, so if you want to go look at our Patreon, support us, we'll get some good equipment, get some stuff going, need different tiers.
We'll give you guys some trash quality trash content. It's grade A trash. It's trash, but it's grade A trash. Why am I pointing at the phone?
They can see you. Well, with the different tiers, you get different things, and with different supporting will get us to the availability of having professional technology to use. Professional equipment, I should use, instead of technology. Technology! No, it doesn't.
Instead of this dumbass, it's just
fucking well, for iPhone. Right now, we're using a phone.
We're using a trashy iPhone.
I'm sorry that my phone is the superior race.
That's racist.
No. Just pointing out the obvious.
No, you're being racist. Mm-hmm. Anyway, table. What's on it?
Table for today is we're going to talk about how you can't have a modern day conversation with somebody who doesn't think the same way as you.
Because it's very one-sided in their mind.
No. Like, if I go up to somebody who thinks that abortion is okay and somebody who doesn't think that abortion is okay, it ends with a whole conflict where people want to beat the living shit out of each other. Nowadays,
yeah, I can agree with that.
No, nowadays you can't go. I like that girl's red shoes. I don't like that girl's red shoes. Fuck you. I like her shoes. Fuck you. I don't like her shoes.
And it's basically everyone feels like they're entitled to their own opinion. And yeah, but you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to share it.
Yeah, nobody asked you.
Nobody cares.
Give a fuck. So, you know,
if someone cares, they'll ask. If no one does. Well, then, no one does.
I feel like our generation is bad with oversharing.
Yeah.
Like, can you keep it to yourself just a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't care enough for you to tell me what the fuck.
I'm feeling personally attacked right now.
I don't care. Take it how you want it. Fuck it. Last week we talked about anti-vax people. That was fun.
We kind of blew all the good topics on the first episode. Not our smartest move.
No, we didn't. Not exactly. There's other things.
Like?
Buying a bookshelf on Gumtree.
Fuck you, Mike.
Morgan!
Stop it, Mike.
Fuck you, Blair.
God damn it.
What did I recently see in the past?
Fucking bicyclists on the road. God damn it, stay on the fucking sidewalk. Don't force me to sit through a light more than one fucking time.
No,
because you can't pedal fast enough. Assholes. If you ride a bike on the road, you're a prick.
Wow, going for the jugular here. I feel like... What happened this week? What did we learn this week?
Well, I took a big shit this morning.
That's this morning. I said, what did we learn about this week? Don't.
Valentine's Day can be really fun.
No, absolutely not. You know what I learned this week?
People, what?
You know what I learned this week? Don't share with your ex-girlfriend. There's a reason why she left. Because it'll get you in hot water, and they don't really want to talk. For the people that don't, this is going to get into a serious topic. If you have a relationship going on right now,
if it's toxic,
and she
cut that shit out,
he or she leaves, there's a reason, and emotionally and heart, and using your heart is going to push you to follow after that person. And from this past week, I can tell you firsthand that don't do it. Follow what your head says, which is usually leave, let it go, let it die.
As you can see, he's still hurt. So.
Well, it's not that I'm hurt. I've come to learn that, you know, I should have done that a while ago.
Hey, Matt, remember that topic you said earlier, millennials overshare?
Proving my point.
Anyway, we're good. Everything's fine. Everything's good in this neighborhood.
Bought a new gun.
Oh, yeah.
Bought a Colt 25.
What did I do? Oh, yeah, I did a thing. I got this cool mandolin guitar.
It's not a guitar. It's called a mandolin. It's just called a mandolin.
I got this cool mandolin string instrument. Fuck you.
It's essentially just a...
There's eight strings, but two are to the same octave of the
It's
same
a four...
Note.
It would... You can classify it as the same thing as almost a ukulele, but instead of it being...
Look, just look it up.
Yeah, just look it up. It's folky. It's used for bluegrass type of music, but you can play a lot of things on it.
Yeah.
I just bought a 12-string.
I just bought a bass from this guy.
Yeah, well, I built
pointing
it.
Pointing at Matt.
Yeah, well, I bought a 12-string because I want to broaden my horizons.
My dad has a... Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. Just thought about it.
My dad has a 12-string, so I don't need to go out and buy my own.
Fuck you and the neck you rode in on.
I'm going to fart in your face if you keep making fucking felt face references. They're funny, but they don't get it.
They can get it once they... Go watch it. Watch it and then watch this. And
Brayden can't have blue.
What the fuck is the color from 7-Eleven? Highlighter? Oh, right. Dude, that's great.
This doesn't work.
No, we can't play the song, the video, but it's funny. I recommend you to watch at least the first three videos that pop up on YouTube. Look up Randy Feltface and you'll probably enjoy it.
I almost drilled a hole through my hand. That wasn't fun.
Well, yeah. One, two...
Careful when playing with tools, kids.
Yeah. I learned this week that in a stupid situation, don't do the extremist thing.
Lesbians almost have nice asses. Anyway.
Bisexual girls have very nice asses.
Sorry, I'm... What? What were you saying?
Were you surprised when you finally met who she was?
Slightly?
That I got that? But then did you... Were you surprised at first before she opened her mouth?
No, it kind of made sense, to be honest.
Yeah. She's like...
What were you saying?
What?
What were you saying before I got distracted?
Oh, I learned that when... when you're angry, don't do the extremist thing.
When you're angry, don't do the first thing that comes to mind. Or the second, or the third, or the fourth. Just sit in your room in the dark the whole time.
No, what?
And
I like
just
the light.
Think to yourself. Don't do anything. Just think to yourself. Don't. Just don't.
Yeah, I did something stupid, but...
We're not going to go there, because he's an idiot. But, anyway, next topic.
what did we accomplish this week? Absolutely
That's
nothing.
A really good question.
I filled a hole in the wall.
Yeah, and I helped you paint it.
Helped. You just told me what colors to put together.
Yeah, that's helping.
No, that's pointers.
That's helping. Cut. What?
Who's your friend from Arizona?
Krista.
Give her a shout out.
And cut. Next.
Okay, continue.
What are we doing? I gotta work it in somehow.
Well, with this little podcast, we're gonna give somebody some recognition. Somebody who actually listened to, I'm pretty sure, the majority or the actual full thing, and liked it. And who is that person?
Shout out to my friend / little sister, Krista in Arizona. You the best girl.
Keep being fabulous. But
oh, I mean, she is bi, so, you know. Let's ignore what we were talking about earlier about bisexual girls. Anyway.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, I found, I saw a crackhead yesterday. That was good. He's waving his arms around like a wacky.
Did you see, Bleep Bleep?
No, what?
What? Never mind. Keep going.
I went and I was driving down the neighborhood and I saw a crackhead just shaking his arms all about and flipping out and losing his shit. And I was just like, it's like,
I was going down OBT with my dad on the way home from work.
You have to explain what OBT is. For the people that don't live in Florida.
Shut up. Okay. I'm getting there.
Hurry up.
Oh, don't rush my story. I was going down OBT, and for those who don't know, thank you, Matt, that stands for Orange Blossom Trail. It's not a good place, but...
You can find hookers for $5.
Matt apparently has checked their prices. Anyway.
No, can't prove that.
Are you done?
No.
God damn it.
Continue.
What was I saying? OBT.
You're driving OBT.
No, I was going down the road with my dad this one time. And I missed it, but my dad saw it. This guy, probably drunk as shit, was holding a sign, and he just kind of, you know, sitting there in the sun, just holding the sign, just decided now was a good time to just puke all over the sidewalk.
What?
Just blah.
I bought a bookshelf on Gumtree yesterday.
Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck did I do? I went to work. It was fun.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, wanted to shoot myself. My hand. Well, yeah. Yep, that was a good one. What was your game that you got for free? You want to shove it up someone's butt?
Oh, yeah, I went to jury duty a while back.
Close to everyone, nobody gives a fuck.
You just asked... Alright, next topic then. No, that's what I fucking thought. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I went to jury duty... in like January and someone else
yesterday.
Can I see one of your guns?
No. Did you ask for one of my knives or my guns?
I don't care.
No.
Whichever.
Neither.
I was in jury duty.
Combine and
Alright, we're gonna be right back after I kick Matt's ass.
Yeah. You fuck.
Edit this out.
No, I'm not editing this out. Continue, we're doing this one take, I don't care.
God damn it. No, you have to edit something out.
Dicks.
That can be something to edit out.
Oh, did they post
it? You look like you're from The Interview.
Oh, that's something I learned. You know what I read...
I was telling a story. Shut the fuck up.
Nobody cares.
I was... I feel so attacked right now.
Yeah, okay.
I was in jury duty, and if you've ever heard of the game, That's What She Said, it's a twisted innuendo game. And it's kind of like... It's kind of like Cards Against Humanity, but with just twisted innuendos the whole fucking time. And the company owner, I forgot his name.
Shout out to that guy.
And,
If you want to sponsor us, we have a Patreon.
Sponsored by Taco Bell. He gave all of us the jurors, free copy of the game in the first expansion pack, so that's cool.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Fuck you.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm here, and I'm not queer.
Combine harvester.
It's not a bad price.
What did I do this? Oh, I read a thing online.
Oh yeah, you read a thing online.
Shut the fuck up, about Kim Jong Un.
Oh dear.
And the North Koreans and.
We love you, North Koreans.
No.
We love everybody on this show.
Fucking midget.
We hate everyone equally.
Yeah, no.
Hate everyone equally.
I was watching it. It followed along this internet category as also with Vice, which for those who don't know, Vice is a documentary YouTube channel that follows a bunch of different stuff.
Is it really?
Yes, but it also has. They're also on mainstream television. And Vice did a thing where they went to North Korea. And they wanted to see what North Korea is like. So, them walking around, there was a part in it where these people are all oppressed, extremely oppressed, and they don't live in good conditions and this and that. And they show them around the town, and they have like a 15-minute like section where they can go shopping in the grocery store. There's only cashiers, nobody else. And the people that are going for the interview. Just North Korean people that are working inside, and nobody else is walking around.
All the food plastic?
No, it's not like the interview where it's that completely fake, but it was like they had nobody. They went shopping in a clothing store, one guy working the counter, nobody in the store.
Oh, okay.
And they were showing North Korea's college, right? Okay. So you walk into this computer lab, and you know how a normal computer lab sounds. A bunch of people are typing, clicking, or a bunch of different noises like that. Okay, not exactly like that, but close enough. And you can hear noises, but you can't... In this one, you could hear a fucking pin drop. Nobody's clicking, nobody's pressing buttons, nobody's doing nothing, except for one guy. And the one guy that that's doing all the typing is the one guy that North Korea allowed them to interview. Because he knew how to operate a computer. It's so backwards there. Like, Nagasaki, Hiroshima.
No, we're not bombing North Korea. That is how you start a war.
Not if we do it right.
No, Matt.
We ended World War II.
Killing millions is wrong.
Well, fuck them.
No.
Just one big nuke.
Matt, are you still drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. I was never drunk.
Well, that's even worse, because you just wanted to bomb millions of people on a podcast. We bomb people metaphorically and with words. We don't use fucking nuclear bombs on real people.
Excuse me. Do I... Hiroshima, Nagasaki. That didn't happen? That didn't happen. Tell me that didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
That's a fucking load of shit.
Okay, but you said tell me you didn't happen.
And we can't do it again?
I'm pandering.
Let's do it one more. We can't do it one more time? One big one. Right on Kim Jong-un's house. Just
shove a fucking dildo up his ass. Call it Fat Man.
No, we're just going to send a giant nuke that on the tip of it is strapped a long 12-inch black dildo.
Just flapping in the wind.
So you hear it against it. The balls are flapping.
We're horrible people.
Yep.
No. We love everyone equality.
No, I don't like... The fuck are you speaking for me for? I hate Kim Jong-un. He can go suck a dick, that little midget.
I love everyone fucking equally. No, wait, I used the wrong word. I hate everyone equally.
Well, yeah.
Fuck Trump.
You just told me not to talk about North Korea, but yeah, you
I could. Said don't talk about bombing their population.
Fuck them. For those who think that I hate North Koreans, I don't. For
Except you want to bomb their population.
I want to bomb the people that are in his regime. I don't want to bomb people that are from North Korea. I don't care where
They're
you're from.
They're from North Korea, though.
Okay, it's the people that make him into power is what I want gone. I don't... He's too hostile towards the United States for it to be okay.
Yeah, well, he's the Hitler of our time, except Hitler was actually slightly successful.
Yeah, thank you. 16.5 million of my people aren't around anymore.
I didn't say it was good. I said he succeeded, partially.
Fuck him. Fuck them all, big and small.
Wait, Hitler or... Kim Jong-un.
Both of them. Oh, okay. They can have a marital love fest in hell once they get fucking...
Wait, I thought Jews didn't believe in hell.
What?
I thought Jews didn't believe in hell.
Too controversial. I'm not going to talk
about it. Ha! Fuck. Next.
What's our next topic?
I don't fucking know. You said that we're going to wing this.
Yeah, we're straight up winging it. What's something we can something good?
We are not prepared.
Well, it's a well. Second day,
Second day, yeah.
And in the news, did you see that Trump?
I don't watch the news.
Trump declared that the state of emergency.
Oh, so we could build his goddamn wall. I read something online, actually, that made a pretty good point, that this would still probably cost a lot of money, but it wouldn't be as ugly as a goddamn wall, and that we just need, like, a 2-kilometer-wide trench and just have a new canal go through from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
Or you know what would be even better?
Nope.
Just a bunch of people with guns.
That's a really bad idea, because Texas is right there.
That's fine.
They already have guns.
That's fine. Just let them sit out on the border, give them all passes, so if there's an immigrant walking across the border, pow, done.
How do you check if they're an immigrant from that far away? Hey, are you an immigrant?
Hey! Are you an immigrant?
Que paso immigrante?
Hey!
I can't speak Spanish.
Are you an immigrant? Immigrant. Hi, Jose. Bam! He said he was Jose. He didn't say he was an immigrant.
Oh, that's horrible. What is it with you and wanting to kill people today? Okay. Are you, like, mad? Matt, do we need to talk about something?
I need pussy.
Okay, you can't just say... Fuck it, I don't care anymore.
Do you want to talk about something? Yes.
Pussy.
Pussy. Did you ever notice
Mac? Alright, well, Matt's single, so ladies.
No.
Don't hit him up.
Don't hit me up because I can't see what you look like. Just, if you want my number, hit me up on Patreon.
Donate the number. Donate your phone number.
Don't donate your phone number. Donate $1 and maybe I'll. You sound cute, maybe.
That's shallow.
And? What's your point?
My point's to your bitch.
Sorry. Brandon Candy Blue.
Brayden.
Fuck him.
I know.
If you saw mint growing out of the ground and it was blue,
you'd set that shit on fire.
Yeah. Oh, I watched a transgender woman spit in a man's face because he didn't want to call her a she.
She was a he. We're all human. Who cares what's on the outside?
I don't feel like it should be necessary that I have to pronounce or use your pronoun, even though if I don't know you in a commonplace setting. Like, if I'm at the grocery store and I don't know...
It's at this point where I'm just going to start calling everyone human.
No, I'm not going to even do that, no. If you're standing in line...
Even if you're partially silicone.
I don't care what you are. If you're standing in line and I presume your gender...
Assume.
Whatever. And I assume who you are, but because I don't know you, it's in our general nature that humans judge everything with their eyes first before they open their mouth. Mm. So, if I call you a she and you want to be called he, that's not my fucking problem.
Excuse me? Ma'am.
Excuse me? I don't give a fuck. Do you want to... If you really want somebody to use the proper pronoun with you, make a t-shirt that said, I am blank under it. I'm going to make one that says, I am an attack helicopter. So, Apache. Call me Apache from now on.
Fucking Apache. Sounds like an immigrant.
Yeah, sniper. Dead. No, shit. Well...
Please.
No. What?
What? Not you. Never mind.
Suicide is not okay. Do we need to talk about something?
It's not suicide. I want someone else to shoot me.
Okay, well, that went south quickly.
You don't want to go south. There's a wall there. Well, not yet.
If I could go south on who was here today, oh my god.
Wait, the big one?
Not the big one. The other one.
Oh, right, your ex.
I hate you. I hate you, Riley.
It's okay, I'm pretty sure she doesn't listen to these.
She can't even read.
She can sign language it.
Well, if you know who you are...
You know who you are.
You know who you are. I'm sorry. Oh, well. I gave you my blessing. That's all I gave you.
No one cares.
So I found a bookshelf on Gumtree yesterday. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was fun, hearing about how our podcast got taken down. Our first podcast we ever posted on this entire platform of Anchor.
We might know why it was declined on other broadcasting apps.
All right, so we used...
This dumb fuck.
We We use a platform called Anchor, which distributes our podcast to... It goes before. We use Anchor, and Anchor distributes our podcast to different platforms. Google Play, Apple iTunes, a bunch of different podcast sharing
websites. It kind of got denied.
We said that some of our content wasn't usable for certain platforms.
Yeah, like bombing fucking North Korea.
They can get the fuck over
it. There's limitations for a reason.
Oh, well.
Don't sue us.
What, North Korea? Kim Jong-un is going to send me a letter, certified mail, and it's going to be like, I'm suing you for saying I'm going to bomb you. I don't give a fuck.
No, we... Alright.
I just want money.
It's backwards.
I just want all the money. I feel like...
You're only doing this podcast for the money, aren't you? You don't care about it as much as I do.
No, I'm doing it for the bitches.
What bitches?
You're right.
Exactly.
Crystal?
Huh? Oh, no.
Just kidding. I'm just making a joke.
You want crystals?
I want burgers. Awesome. Burgers could sound good, right? Diabetes,
burgers?
No.
Good. Oh, we can pause the podcast and go get crystals. You want crystals?
We're not talking about getting food right now. We're doing a podcast.
We can pause it. It's fine.
No.
Alright. Guess we're not pausing it.
Are you hungry? You ate!
I don't care. So did you.
And?
Exactly.
Diabetes. This 360 is back to diabetes.
We weren't talking about diabetes.
We are now.
Alright, well, diabetes. If you have any sort of diabetes out there, I'm sorry.
Sucks to be you.
I'm sure you go through life normally.
Even though my dad has diabetes.
I don't have diabetes. You'd think, from looking at me, I would have diabetes. And I probably do have diabetes. I don't think I have diabetes.
I think you do.
No, I don't have diabetes.
Diabito.
Diablo.
No, Diabito, no.
Orthodidas.
What? Adidas. What about Adidas?
No. A long time ago, a kid in my class was trying to talk about how he went to the orthopedist or something, like the foot doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
And he said that he went to the orthodidist on accident. Just reminded me of that. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck off.
Okay, bye.
Morgan! You have to watch Randy Feltface to understand how
as the you can see, I just made. It's not a reference. You're not making reference. Okay, you are making references. But
Morgan! It's like a shitty water feature. Yeah. Ugh, what have I been doing? I've been sitting on the couch.
You're on a chair right now.
Fuck you, dude.
Don't lie to our viewers.
They can't see me.
Don't lie to them. He's flipping you guys off, by the way.
No, I'm not. You can't prove that. Bullshit. Right. It's a bunch of bullshit. That's all it is. It's a bunch of bullshit. Oh, we were talking about how DC's gay.
No, we weren't talking about that.
Oh, no. We were earlier.
No, we weren't.
DC is the epitome of a horrible comic book series. Absolutely.
Fuck you. I like The Flash.
Flash is gay.
The Flash is cool. Fuck you.
Dude, The Flash can run around the Earth a million times he wants, but Wolverine catches him one time with one claw, he's dead.
No, he doesn't.
Yes.
He can phase through Wolverine.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can. He can phase through everything.
Nope.
You can't just say no and have it be true.
Nope.
Fuck you.
I can also vouch that Batman is a pedophile.
I'm not going to argue that. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Well...
I'm not touching that with a 10-year-old pole.
Batman's gay. I'm sorry. If you like Batman, that's good for you. I don't think it's justifiable that I have a 17-year-old boy in my Batcave every day. Do you? I'm not saying Batcave as in where he works.
Robin, get to the bat cheeks.
I've always been a Marvel character, or Marvel.
He's always been a Marvel character.
Marvel person. I've never ever been one to be like, "Ooh, Aquaman, you're fucking great."
Aquaman's pretty cool, though.
No, he's
not.
If you
haven't seen the movie, fuck Matt.
Okay, Aquaman. Here we go. We're in space.
I like the movie.
Aquaman's in space. What's his ability?
He has a trident, and he can use it. It's cool.
That's about it, right? You're in space. There's no water. What are you doing?
They're not in space, though. He was in the fucking ocean.
That's where the Justice League stays. Takes place in space.
You see, I haven't seen the Justice League. I've only seen Aquaman.
Okay. All right. You have... Okay, I give it. Superman's cool. Superman's great, but...
He's just a generic superhero. And
I was watching the first fucking one.
I don't know if he was the first, but I was watching Smallville a while ago. Great show. And I really wish they would bring Tom Welling back to be Superman, because
he's a physical
embodiment of Clark Kent.
Isn't he a paraplegic now?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Something like that. Quadriplegic.
Cause
can't use his legs.
I didn't think he was. Fact check that for me.
No, I just don't like DC. I don't like which route they go. They don't hype up their movies very well. They haven't made a good movie in a long time. Everybody's like so jumpity about Batman and Batman Returns and Batman, and it's just not that cool. It's not that cool to me. Batman is never going to be as cool as the Avengers. I just, no. I'm sorry, but if you didn't cry when Spider-Man said, Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good, you're fucking heartless. And how Gamora got killed by Thanos, like, that was horrible.
I mean, Gamora wasn't the first Marvel character to fall to her death, Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that did happen.
Wow, that was bad.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was a good scene, though.
Yeah.
Nice crack sound. Hope she went quick.
Huh? Oh. That's what it sounded like. It's like, ooh, that sounded bad. Are you okay? That bitch.
And you know, silence, because death.
She's nothing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's dead. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. What movies are coming out, though?
The Upside was supposed to be a good movie. The one with Kevin Hart and what's his name from Breaking Bad? The one where he's in a wheelchair?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Bohemian Rhapsody was a really good movie.
I need to get that DVD. It was such a good movie.
Even though, you know, people dog Freddie Mercury for being, you know, bisexual in a time when bisexual wasn't really a thing, I give it to him, dude. He is a superstar, and without his music, rock and roll would not be the same. He had a saying in that movie, which I say a lot to people. His manager at the time is like, when he made Bohemian Rhapsody, he's like, 10 minutes! 10 fucking minutes! It's so fucking long! He's like, God bless your wife if you think 10 minutes is long.
It was 5 minutes, but yeah.
Whatever.
I pity your wife if she...
If you think five minutes is a long time. Yeah. I use that shit all the time.
Good movie, though. I really like that. I need to go see it again.
Fuck you and the neck you wrote in on.
That's nothing to relate... Why?
Because... You're using up all my bandwidth.
Oh, he Your did vanity have... is sucking up my he bandwidth.
Did... Okay, Randy Feltface had a segment in his comedy show where he was talking about how modern social media is just horrible. Like, I post a picture and I wait for validation.
Just so others can like it.
And like, you post a picture of a selfie and
stand by for validation.
That's what he kept using it. And it's true. I don't understand it, how if a girl on Instagram is a like whore, like, oh my god, look, 37 people liked my photo. I'm so great. No, bitch, you're still ugly as a fucking potato. Stop it. It doesn't matter how many people like you. Most of the time that women that are like that, it's because 95% of the time they're in a bikini and... Half the guys that are on our Instagram want to fucking bone you. That's why you have 250 people liking your photo.
Put your tits away.
Yeah.
Have a sense of modesty.
Bitch.
Okay, that's a bit harsh. Let's just leave it at have a sense of modesty.
Well, yeah, no. Listen, there's a... when I see a nice pair of tits on an Instagram post, I like that shit. This is how it is. It's a man. It's a man being a man.
I'm a simple man.
You can please me with the...
I see tits. I press like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Go ahead and fund to our Patreon.
shit ending.
What? I need money from the Patreon. Okay, we have multiple different tiers on our Patreon. Tier 1, Tier 2, I think we have all the way up to Tier 4. Tier 1, you get a shout-out. Tier 2, you get a shout-out on most on social media. Tier 3, what was Tier 3? Like a t-shirt? Tier 3 was...
T-shirt signed by us.
No. Tier 3 was the... you get to choose a 10-minute segment on the show. Tier 4... Or Tier 5 was the one where you actually get to be a guest on the show if you buy it.
You skipped Tier 4.
Tier 4 was the t-shirt, and you get to be on the show for a half hour.
Tier 5.
Tier 5 was the one where you get to choose your... you get to choose the topic, and you get to be on the show. So if you go and donate to Patreon, do you know the link to the Patreon?
Patreon.com/go to us.
No, it's a Patreon dot.
I don't fucking know.
Patreon.com/ let's get ready to ramble. Pretty sure. Not 100% on that.
Me neither. Just. Look around. I don't know. It's probably there somewhere. Matt'll put a link there somewhere.
Just donate money. Jeez. I need it.
We
need it. Can't keep using my phone. Gets annoying.
See y'all next week.
See you next week.
Bye.